well in the European Union's parliamentary elections this week, elections that Mrs. May had promised would never take place, on the assumption Britain would be out of the bloc by now. The Conservatives are braced for a collapse in support when the results are declared late on Sunday or early Monday. If the results are as bad for the Conservatives as some lawmakers fear, that could rattle the party and make the selection of a hardline Brexiteer successor to Mrs. May even more likely. On the other side, many pro-Europe Remainers are also likely to have used the European elections to register their anger at the Brexit process, voting for smaller and unabashedly anti-Brexit parties that back holding a second Brexit referendum. If Mrs. May's successor is a hardline Brexiteer, killing the idea of a soft Brexit compromise, Mr. Corbyn will face even more pressure to end his months of dithering on the issue and adopt a firmly anti-Brexit stance. Mrs. May's undoing came after her final desperate effort to win passage of her withdrawal plan in Parliament. Conservative lawmakers reacted with fury after she softened her original Brexit plan, notably by allowing Parliament to vote on whether to remain in a customs union with the European bloc, and also on whether it wanted another public referendum on the deal. Those ideas were anathema to hardline Brexiteers, who saw them as a betrayal of the 2016 referendum result, but seen as far too mild by pro-Europeans in the Labour Party. Mrs. May's successor will inherit a daunting political calculus within the divided Conservative Party and inside Parliament. Mrs. May will continue as a Member of Parliament after stepping down as Prime Minister. Her downfall echoed that of another Conservative Party leader, undone by divisions over Europe, Margaret Thatcher, complete with the sexist overtones of some of Mrs. May's adversaries this week, suggesting her husband step in to tell her she had to resign. By the end of Friday, Mrs. May's plea for a compromise was already running into stiff headwinds, with a staunch Brexiteer and former leader of the Conservative Party, Ian Duncan Smith, writing, "No compromise in search of the lowest common denominator is not the way forward. It becomes a dirty word."